Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.
Father, I stretch.
Come on.
My hand to thee.
Come on.
No.
For this Holy Spirit. Thank him how he woke us up. I thank him how he set us free. I just thank him for the impact of his spirit that kept us all night long and allowed us to see another day. It was surely him who Who is him? It was Jesus Christ who touched us on this morning and rose us up this morning so we could see another day. We just really, really happy about that. You know, I was had a few things on my mind this morning. I was just thinking about some things, recent things I heard, you know. I just, there's some things I just, you know, you look at it, man, you just, and I wonder, a question was proposed, who feeling you really want to hurt? Do you really hurt God feeling or man? Sometimes we comfort people and we enable them when we do it. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I think of how he impacted us in this day. You know, Jesus was a man who, he wasn't like man. Sometimes you can't count on man, but you can count on Jesus. Jesus would never forsake you. Jesus would never forsake you. I'm going to say it one more time. Jesus would never forsake you. You know, you can reach out. You can do all. You can ask people to do things, and, you know, they can say yes or no, you know. I'm just so glad if you ask with a sincere heart, he will open up the doors of heaven and pour out you a blessing that you cannot even keep it or put it around you enough around you to hold it, because he has something for all of us, and that's salvation. Salvation is a very important tool, very important tool. You know, and I was listening to Bishop on yesterday on What a Dog Them Show, you know, and Ernie, after he got through, he had to testify, and a lot of people came and were saying some few things, and then, you know, everybody, I know this here for a fact, that God works. It's different from man's understanding. I truly believe that. I believe in the mastering, you know. You know, we try our best to convey God's word. Sometimes when we do it, you know, we get caught up, you know, because we know the word. We get caught up because we feel his love. We know his love, you know, we try to impact you in the service because we don't want to leave you behind. But sometimes we'll find ourselves. Man, we just get happy, then we find ourselves, we right there, you know, talking about in his presence.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we never want to lead nobody astray, you know, talking about, and I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for he never, never, ever, ever look at us like we look at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us look at ourselves, I'm going to show you something I'm talking about, because God wants us to know that he's in the midst. He's in the midst of us. And he wants us to know that he cares. He cares. And watch this. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come so humble to you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to concentrate our mind, Lord. Lord, everything is not of you. We ask you to remove it, Lord. Bless us, Father God, that we come humble to you, Lord. Open up the hearts of your people, Father God, so they can hear your word, Lord. Lord, let the word speak, Lord, with peace and love. And Lord, yeah. If there's any rebuke there, let the heart be receptive, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we thank you,
yes,
Lord. We can do nothing without you, Lord. So we come here, Father God, gathering your name, Lord, thanking you, Father God, because if it had not been for you, who was on
That's
our
right.
side, where would we be, Lord? It's a beautiful
yes.
thing knowing that you touch us, Lord. But it's a really beautiful thing to know that if you didn't touch us, you still got all by yourself. So, Lord, we just thank you for allowing us to be here. And, Lord, if you had to came and touch someone last night, that you gave them some rest, you know, Lord. Give them rest in your arms. Because we believe that, Lord. Rest in your arms. And we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you
thank
for
you,
your
Lord.
Love. Lord, we can do nothing without you. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
In the name of Jesus. I don't know. Maybe I might can get some static there, brother.
Just a little. Yeah.
A little bit static.
Yeah.
I hear
it's
a little bit.
It's clearing up.
Mm-hmm. Let me see something else. You keep on talking for a minute.
Amen. Great morning. Great morning. Thank you, Lord. Bless us this morning. Thank you, Lord. Help us minds on Him. Again,
good morning, Reverend. I think it's an actual show. I don't think there's nobody phone. I think the weather bad somewhere. Cause I hear the chat too. How you doing this morning?
I hear it's
good. I think it's an active show. How y'all doing this morning?
Well,
I'm going to go back to mute because I got a lawnmower in my background.
Okay. So if this noise is too loud, let me know. If it's too static, let me know. Is it bothering you? Everybody? Is it bothering anybody else?
No, no. It's real.
I can't hear you cutting out. Is this it, bro?
The noise, it's real small. It's quite loud.
Okay. Okay, we're in the book of Luke, right? You left off of verse 13, chapter 2. Chapter 2.
Yes, sir.
And, beautiful God, man. You know, we always thank God for the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm telling you, if this thing is getting too bad, you know, just y'all keep praying, you know, and God will fix it. I know He will. You know, we just thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for how He governed Himself over us. You know, there was a time that people, and they still do it today, especially church folks, they'll look at you and wonder why. See, they use this scripture here, Reverend. A lot of people use this scripture so they can they use this scripture here to show themselves any kind of falter, you know what I mean, brother? They call themselves having falter right now. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for how He came in and blessed this lesson right here. And we're going to go through it, and if it be His will, you know, if anything gets out of it, you know, it's His will. But I thank God for the messenger, you know, because Jesus was yet still doing what He was doing. He was teaching God's word. But then a lot of folks use this scripture as a crutch, like, you know, talking about, for they can do a little sinning, you know. And they say, well, Jesus ate with sinner. You know, we're going to get into the mm-hmm. lesson. We're going to find out the difference between Jesus and us is totally different than a lot of people. A lot of people trying to use this as a game, you know, to my and I'm gonna tell you something. I don't have a heaven to help nobody, but I just really believe in the word. It's got to be something about repentance, you know, to my he wouldn't even have strength mm-hmm. if he tells us not to repent, you know. It has to be something yeah. about it, you know, to my and I'm gonna tell you something. When God puts something in your heart to do. And trust me, that is the Holy Spirit. Now you got an ear, you know what I'm talking about? And if you don't do it, that's on you, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's already been established that He made a way. He made a way. Watch this here. And He went forth again by the seaside, and all the multitudes restored unto Him, and He taught them help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And he passed by and saw Levi, the son of Iphas, sit at the receptor of the customer, and said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. You know, this, and let me give you some little history right there. Jesus only, he's calling them, and he's calling his disciples. He's going to hand pick them. He didn't go to no what we would call the seminars and these scholars you hear running around here. He went to get one you would least suspect it. You know, to my ones you wouldn't even believe he would use. These is the kind of God, how God picked people. I'm not saying he don't use the people in the synagogues right now. I'm not saying he's not speaking to them. But when someone is doing more of their knowledge, if they're trying to show their knowledge more, what they're doing is trying to get vainglory. They want you to pat them on the back. But when someone is used by the Holy Ghost, they are showing you not just because they're hollering, but what they're showing, there's a conviction in it in what they're saying. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not just because they're inspired on how they sound like they are in the Spirit, but what's happening is when you're hearing the Word talk to you, preach to you, it causes you to look at your life different. That's when you know the Word's been taught. That's when you know the Word's been preached. Not just because you're feeling good, because when the Word is really going forth, it's dang some. Let me tell you something. It's not always an amen. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's not always an amen. It's sometimes you look at that Word and it cuts you like a two-edged sword. And you be sitting up there wounded and everything, but the wound he gave you is so he can make you free again. Help me, Holy Spirit.
To make
you free again. And he wants all of us to be free, but they use this scripture right here because Jesus used the outcast. Jesus used bad people. He used sinners. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a coincidence that we're in this lesson today, because what I was hearing on yesterday, Jesus wants us to change so he can use us. He wants us to change. See, the Bible said many are called, but a few are chosen. You have to watch the warm touch. You know what I'm talking about? I was telling somebody the other day that we were reading it in one of the books, Ahab over there. Ahab was a king of Israel. And then you had Jehoshaphat. He was a king of Judea. And what happened is they wanted to go back and get the land they used to own, right? It's been on there for 3 years. And he asked 400 prophets to tell them what he should do. And they all told him, King, go get them. Go get your land back. But he said, it's got to be one, somebody around. And somebody said, yeah, it's me, Kyle. And he went and got it. And he said, no, I don't want him to. Every time he say something, he says what? Things to be evil against me.
Yeah.
He never said nothing good to me. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. You have to be bold when you're telling God's word. You have to be bold.
Yeah.
Even if it hurts you, you have to be bold. Jesus is going to get these young men and these Levites, that's what he's saying. And when he put them up, he's not going there to be with them like he want to drink with them and party with them. He's going to get them to make their life change and so they can change other people's life. Help me, Holy Spirit. He went there not to just be laying around with them and having fun with them. He wanted to use them in his service. Well, a lot of people use this scripture for their wrong. Well, Jesus ain't was sinner, but you look at the story, though. Look at the story. He went there, and he told them to follow me.
Yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the book said he rose and followed him. That's what the book said. He didn't tell them to stay in that.
Yeah.
He wanted them to get up and follow him. A lot of folks don't want to teach that because they want you to still straddle the fence. I know because they're probably starting the fence. And I understand we all, it's a growing thing there. You know, it takes a little time here and there. But why we take so long trying to do right with the Lord? We can do everything else out the Son of God. Every day we can do it and don't have no problem with it. But when it comes to God, I just need to take my time, Eric. hey, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about, man. And we have to teach and preach it right, because because he did come and get the ordinary person. He did get the outcast.
Right.
Look what he said. And they were sinners. You know, Dumma. But he wanted to change their attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get there. Let me go get there. And it came to pass that Jesus sat and met in his house. He and many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus. And look what he did. And his disciples, for they were many, and for they followed him. And when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with the publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, how is it that he eat and drink with publicans and sinners? When Jesus heard it, I'm almost home, y'all. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole have no need of the physician, but that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but the sinner to repent. That's the message. That's the message. He didn't call them to stay over there. He called them to come out. But he had to go over there and talk to them. When we look at the tax collector, look at him. Jesus called the tax collector. You know how he was? He was not only just getting taxed, but he was getting overtaxed. Amen. He was a crook. So, but Jesus, what Jesus did, Jesus called them. He called them to follow him and follow him. And the man had authority to do what he wanted to do. Money was a problem because he been swilling everybody out of their money. But see, money ain't going to get you to heaven. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to get you to heaven is if you believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. And while you believe, then there's a change coming there, right? There's a change.
Yes.
And Jesus always looking for the opportunity to reach out to anybody that loves God. I don't care where you are in the ministry, you should be able to want to help somebody. You should be able to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. You should be telling someone right now that God is able. And somebody look at your circumstance. I don't care how bad it looks, God is able. And he wants to labor. But in this walk, he has to allow the Spirit to rest in us. So once the Spirit get in us, see the difference between them and us, they immediately start walking with Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. They immediately start working with him. They didn't make no, these guys were sinners. That's what the book just said.
Yeah.
That's what I just said. Then he got these people on the sideline telling them why Jesus is going over there and why Jesus messed up. But Jesus said, it would be no need. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you were made whole, there would be no need for a physician. But they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but the sinner to repent. I've been loving this a long time. It stuck with me a long time when I first read it because I believe he spoke to me one day with this one here because I believe that, watch this here, Reverend, he don't give up on us. He don't give up on us. Man would give up on you a minute. But God, Son, he said down here through 42 generations to show us that he cares. He cares so much that he went in there to pull them out. Because the book said this. He said, but the sinner to repent, Reverend. But the sinner to repent. So he calling you out that sickness. He's calling you. Somebody said, I'm not sick. Anytime you're away from God and not out fellowship with God, you are sick. You are spiritually sick. So what he is doing right now, he's calling them to come out that lifestyle and start doing his will. But you never see nowhere in this book they argue about him. They came on. Oh, him. They went off with him. Remember I told you Levi was a man that we call Matthew who wrote the first gospel. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Levi, God changes his name to Matthew. He went from Levi to Matthew. And now we see this, the significance in this, God was trying to show you don't remain the same. What happened to Paul? He was Saul. Then when he got encountered with that light, he changed his name to Paul. all help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Somebody know what I'm talking about. You might not get a physical name change, but you're going to get a name change once you start going, once you start believing in him and start walking. What's your name? You're a child of God now. You've been changed now. You walk in the newness now. Now, I know this ain't it don't sound profound to a lot of folks because we hear it, but let me tell you something. Know that you're a friend of God. To know that you want his children, that should set something over your heart and say, Lord, I was glad that you came. Can Jesus come to your house? Help me, Holy Spirit. Can he come to your house? Can he come to your home? I'm telling you right now, you should say, sure he can. Even if the home you think is not worthy enough for him, then you remember the man, Reverend. He wanted Jesus to come and heal his daughter. And as they were going to there, he said, I got authority to tell the man to go. I got to tell the man to come. And he said, but I don't want you to go there under my roof. He told him that. He told him, I don't want you to go there. He said, but can you pray for him? As Jesus spoke, as soon as he spoke, at that same hour, she was healed. She was healed because one of the servants came back and told the king, the master, he said, what? He said, your daughter lives. And he looked at that. He knew what the hour was when Jesus spoke it. So Jesus really don't have to come to your house to hear you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't have to come into church and hear you. He really don't have to come to that hospital to hear you. All you got to do is have somebody that can believe and have faith. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yes. Somebody said, but a lot of people that died, a lot of people went home, remember? You said, he'll heal her. You said he'll deliver. Mm-hmm. A lot of people went home, and I still stand on that because the ultimate healing is being with him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
The ultimate healing is being with the Father. You think I'm playing with it? If you could just look at me and understand what I'm saying right now, that you are living because he allowed you to live. Help me, Holy Spirit. He breathed in you this morning. You lay there like a dead man. And he breathed in you this morning. Even if you haven't even called on his name yet this morning, but prayerfully you have. But prayerfully that you say, Lord, thank you for this day. Prayerfully you say, Lord, I want to do something better today. I want to change my life. I want to reconcile back to you, Lord. How can I do it, Lord? How can I do it? And I guarantee you, if you sincere from your heart, he'll tell you in this word that all you got to do is believe. All help me understand. All you got to do
Thank
is believe that he is our Father. Look what he did. He came down to 42 generations, and he did what?
Mm-hmm.
He took on all our burden. He took on this temper you got.
Yes.
He took on that lust you got. He took on that unforgiving spirit you got. He took on that lying you do. He took on the adultery. Can I keep on going? He took on
the
fornication. You know, he took on all of that busybody. You know, what busybody is? That's someone taking the news and running place to place with it. Can't stop running their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He took on, that's a sin.
Yeah.
He took on these things. That's why we pray. I'm almost home when I say this. That's why we pray like this here. Father, forgive us for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
Our known and unknown sin. What I mean by that, Reverend, there's some things you're doing you don't even know you're doing. I was talking to Brother Jeremy, and Brad was on the back line, and he was saying God gave him that and gave him, enlightened him on it by the things he was doing. He didn't know he was doing. Don't you know we are doing some things that hurt God? We're really hurting him. You know what I'm talking about? Because what he doing, he sent his son down here, and we just throw it in his face. But I'm not going to tell you this, man. He's not dying again. He's not going to Calvary again.
Right.
He doesn't. It's best to get on back for now. If I can look at this scripture, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith his love with us, even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. You know what I mean, right? Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4-5. These things he's doing while we are both deep in that sin. But Jesus came to be with them. He came to teach them. That's why I'm saying, Reverend, they use this scripture, Reverend. A lot of folks use this scripture, talking about he hung around sinners. And true enough, but what he did, he was changing them sinners. Oh, help me, Holy
Spirit. Yes,
he wasn't there just having a drinking with him and smoking weed with him and chasing girls with him and running mm-hmm. somebody down. He wasn't doing all. He was there to change them so he could make them be his disciples, so he can use
Thank
them. So see something about the outcast. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's somebody don't want you around. You know, they don't like you around.
Mm-hmm.
You know. When you come, trouble always around. You know, you always bring a lot of adversities and things. They don't want you to be around. But let me tell you something. When God changes, help me, Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. When God really put His hands in your life, don't you know people would want to see you come up because they know you're gonna talk positive. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the gift
Amen.
Of Jehovah resides in you. Let me do it again. Because the gift of Jehovah. Resides in you. For the gift
yeah.
of Jehovah resides in you. You got to start speaking some things in your life. Say, Lord, I want to change. And then right there, you know what he said? Come to me. Oh, you
yeah.
might have been around that scripture, right? Come to me.
Come on now.
He said, come unto me, all you are labor and heavy laden. He said,
heavy
I will
laden.
Give you
yeah.
rest. He said, take
yes,
my yoke upon you and learn of me, for
that's
I am
it. That's
low
it.
And hard, and you shall find, that's what I like about this, is rest unto your soul, for my yoke is
yes.
easy, and my burden
yeah,
is light.
That's
oh,
it.
You've been around the book, right?
That's it.
Matthew 11, 28 and 30.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
You can find peace, and you can find rest
yeah.
in Him. You know what I'm talking about? You can find love in Him. He know we're going to go through something. Let me read it again so you can understand what I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about. He said, come. Unto me. He didn't say, come, Eric. He didn't say, come,
mm-hmm.
Reverend Emery. He didn't say, come, nothing. He said, he didn't put no name on. He said, but come unto me,
mm-hmm.
all you that labor and heavy laden.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me
yes,
what I'm talking
sir.
About. You know, you say, man, I'm not no preacher. I ain't laboring enough. But boy, when you out in that vineyard,
mm-hmm.
and you mm-hmm. know the Lord, and you send some compassion to somebody, and you might not know every scripture, but you tell them some good things of wisdom to get them back on track. And look what he said, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke. He said, take my yoke up on you and learn of me. This is what we're doing right now. We're trying to learn of Him so we can apply it in our Christian walk so we can help one another. He said, for I am meek and low in heart. When I look at them meekness, because he look at us, because somebody, I'm going to be through in a minute. It ain't going to be long at all. Look what he said, Real, when he said, for I am meek. Don't you know he look at us and have patience?
Amen.
Don't he look?
Amen.
If he didn't look on us and have patience, then we all be dead in sin. He looked on us and
mm-hmm.
he said, for I am meek. So he looked at us with a soft heart. You know what I'm saying? And then he
yes.
said, I'm low in heart. I mean, see, he can meet us where we at in our worst spot,
Thank
brother, and speak to us. I don't care what you are in God, he can meet you right there. You ever been around that? You ever been around somebody that's always negative, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
Always
yes,
turn
sir.
People down.
Yes, sir.
And never can say
yes,
something positive.
Sir.
Never reach out to somebody with love. These are the attributes of the Antichrist. When you around somebody that's so negative, if you don't watch it for long, it's gonna pull you right into where they at. But if you be around
mm-hmm.
somebody and say, man, this gonna work. He might not use the scripture. Man, I believe it's gonna work, man. I believe this. We count the cost. We believe that Jesus is our Savior. We count the cost. That's,
mm-hmm.
You did the main thing. You did the spiritual thing. Because it takes the spirit to believe that he died and rose. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
See, but when you learn of him, when you get in his word and start letting it be fruitful in your life, that's when the change comes.
Mm-hmm.
Help me, Holy Spirit. So when it comes in
yeah.
and helping you, it causes you to know that he loves you. He goes deep with you and try to find you. Because he said, after he said, low in heart, he said, you should find rest. unto your soul. See, he ain't talking about just mm-hmm. just living over here now. You might as well believe that. He ain't talking about just you just living on this side. He talking about living on with him in paradise. Help me, Holy Spirit, because some of mm-hmm. us will rest right now, but you're not going to get the labor like that right now. You might get a couple hours. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You might get a couple, mm-hmm. 9, 8 mm-hmm. hours, but this rest he talking about is internal. When you get there, no more pain. No more rain, mm-hmm. rain falling on your face. You know what I'm talking about? You know how that rain hits you in the face?
Yeah.
And you just feel so pitiful, you know what I'm talking about? And no more heartache. Your chest don't be hurting sometimes, you know. But when you get over here, no more diabetes, no more dialysis, mm-hmm. no more corona. Mm-hmm. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And no one can stop you from praising him. Because every time you look at him, you're going to say hallelujah. To the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says it would need no light. We ain't going to need no light because he's going to be there, him and his Father going to light it up. Help me, Holy Spirit. And mm-hmm. I like this boy, Reverend. So he said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That is a hard belief there because some people take all they got in their mind and say, this life is so hard. No, it's not. He's teaching us to have faith. He's teaching us to be perseverant. It takes perseverance to do this every day. It takes perseverance. I say every day. Some might do it Monday through Friday. That's a great thing because some don't even do that many. But I'm telling you, when you try to do this every day, it takes perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing this, watch this now. I might be wrong. And knowing this, that he got you in his arms. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That he got you in his arms. But you feel like you didn't crawl in his own when you're going through some things. You feel his love. So I say this here, Matthew 11 and 20 and 30, that you, whenever you get time, just go back and read it and look at what he has in store for all of us. He has this. Put that in your mind, that you know he's there, that you can go to the resource anytime. And I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Ghost, Reverend, the Holy
mm-hmm.
Ghost. Can I see something? He said, see, sometimes you on the, there's some things speaking to you, right? Sometimes you hear conviction,
mm-hmm.
and then you feel like you done messed up, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? You done made a boo-boo, if you say. You know what I'm talking about? But the acknowledge it because of the spirit within you. See, when you messing up and it don't bother you, that's when it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
when you can mess
up, you're right about it. You're right.
And I ain't put nothing on it. But if you can mess up and it doesn't convict you, that's when it's bad. But when you mess
mm-hmm.
up and it convict you, you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You, you're on the right
that's
track. Because now you done got a humble enough that he can speak to you. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That he can show you something because he didn't put something in your heart. And that is the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, what are you
mm-hmm.
talking about? Now, you might not be like most. You might not be like the most, but you can't do this here. He allowed it to come in. There's a spiritual level in the Holy Ghost, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's people are full of the Holy Ghost. And there's people just have the Holy Ghost. Now, what you're saying? There's
mm-hmm.
people God give a task to do, and he makes them full of the Holy Ghost because they're going to have to resist the temptation and still preach it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to have to, still resist the temptation and still teach it. They're going to have to resist the temptation and still be an example. A lot of folks don't want to say
mm-hmm.
this to you because they want to be propped up. They want to be talked
come
about.
On.
But,
come
boy,
on
when
now.
You're really serving the Lord, you want somebody to see God in you, not hear you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
you might catch that later on.
Yeah.
Somebody
hear you. I hear you.
That's what I'm saying. Because some of people can sound so good, and they're very, very
mm-hmm.
charismatic. You know what I'm talking about? But see, what they did is the conviction starts with them. Any message that you get together, if you're doing any preaching and teaching, it should affect you more than the one who you're giving it to. If it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
now you're doing what you done. You done mess around and got to a sermon. Then what you say, well, you say, Reverend, be careful. What
mm-hmm.
you say unto my people.
Yeah.
Be
yes,
careful
sir. Now. Yes, sir.
What you say unto my people.
Be careful.
These are my people.
You're
they
right.
not you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He let us pastor.
You're right.
He let us teach. He let us preach. But when we get the message together, it has to go through him. He has to be the one to express it. How you see him, he's telling these, they're sitting right here looking at him, telling him who he is, what's wrong with him. He can't be the Messiah. He's hanging with sinners, but they ain't hearing the message.
Mm-hmm.
The message is about repentance. The message is about repentance. When it's all said and done, let's look at that last verse again. When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, he heard them talking now, that
mm-hmm.
he said, they that are whole have no need of physician, but they that are
mm-hmm.
sick, I came not to call the righteous. Now, this is what I'm talking about now, but the sinner to repent. That's what the message is. He
mm-hmm.
was going to help them folks. He went on there to sit with them sinners. They had them all missed. They missed him. They think he's over there just drinking and eating food and having fun. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks use this scripture. Jesus, able sinner. I can be with sinner. I can do that. But Jesus went over there to change them people's life.
Thank
oh, I know right about it. This might not be. You don't believe me. Just read it again with me. What did he say?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? He said, when Jesus, the one bagger, and when the scribes and the Pharisees saw him eating with the publicans in the center, they say unto his disciples, How is it and drink with publicans and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they are whole. He said, they are whole, have no need of a physician. But they that are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but what the sinner to be
sinners.
That's what he did.
Amen.
That's what he was doing. They missed the whole message, brother. They thought he didn't mess up, bro. Look what you're doing, man. You contaminate yourself. You're here with these bad people, man. What he said? They ain't gonna change.
mm-hmm.
What he said, man. He said, don't you know who you're dealing with? These
all
people
right.
are nasty. They conniving. He never gave them a pretty good lunch list. But Jesus said, you know, that's just like a man going to, he's a physician, and he going to a hospital, and everybody's well. That's
mm-hmm.
what I'm talking about. Everybody's well.
Yeah,
it's no need for a doctor then.
Everybody.
Yeah. And no, he said, mm-hmm. but he had to go where he could be used. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
So,
thank you,
Jesus. So since he's been used, he ain't like a lot of us. Don't you know you can lose what you got? We've been there before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, sir.
If
yes,
you're not
sir.
Using it, you can lose
yes,
it.
Sir.
So he's using
mm-hmm.
everything he got. Even being what talked about, he's still being bold, Reverend. Society don't understand.
Yes.
At that time especially, they didn't understand why he went. And they, but I'm telling you, if you be around some of us saints, we use this like we can sit and does with people. But you got to watch it. You stay there long enough, Reverend.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
if you
mm-hmm.
stay there long enough, that stuff will get into
all
you.
Right.
It will, oh yeah,
yes,
I know about it. It will get into you.
You're right
and
about
God,
it.
And God wants us to be the light. He don't want us to put our light under no bush because we around people don't believe in it or the thing we can. I mean, we done got so crazy, man. That we bold, man. we think we can live both sides, and it's all right.
Mm-hmm,
we got
mm-hmm.
bold, man. But I'm gonna tell you something. The conviction should be so strong that you have to understand God is giving you a chance. He's steady speaking to you. He's steady talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's steady telling you to move, and you steady want to go. You don't know what side you want to be on. But let me give you something today. Make Jesus your choice. I'm
mm-hmm.
not saying you're going to hell. I'm not saying that. But I do one thing. You praying real careless. When you play in the middle, you playing real careless. Why just don't serve God? He told one book, my brother. He said, I'd rather have you hollow cold. I teach the Bible right.
In Luke 1.
I'd rather you hollow cold. He didn't say I'd rather have you. I want you to be hot and cold. He said I'd rather have you hot or cold than lukewarm. He said because
mm-hmm.
what I do, I'll spew you out. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you know God to. To put you out of the way of him. You want the God always welcome you in. Because I believe the self-righteous will have a point that one day they're going to answer for it. But God look at us not to be self-righteous. He look at us to be doing what we're doing now. We can't be self-righteous doing what we're doing. Listen,
mm-hmm.
it don't even line up to be doing what we're doing and you self-righteous. You can't look down on somebody like you ain't did no wrong. You can't look down on nobody like you ain't never made no mistake. But you do can look down to help them up and be there
with them
and let them know that, brother, God is still able, man. You did something, but open your mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Open your mouth and tell the Lord about it.
Open your mouth.
Don't tell me about it. Tell the Lord about it. Tell him. Confess your sin and tell God. See, we can pray for you, right? I'm doing really real. We can pray for you, right? And we can pray all day long.
Beautiful.
We can holler on this thing, thing to you and everything. You would have to make that towards yourself. He said, but I come from the sinner. We all are sinners, fallen by grace every day sometimes. Some just not doing more than most. You know what I'm talking about? I figured on that. He said, well, okay, then, are you lukewarm? I'm going to tell you right now, I can't speak for nobody else, but I made it my choice. I made it my choice. I put away the thing, the easy, the persuade me to fall over in the sin. Oh, now you perfect now. No, brother. No, I'm not perfect, but I'm perfect in Jesus, though. As long as I keep Jesus in my heart, as long as I keep doing what he asked me to do to pick up my cross and carry it in. And see, once you can't, don't fault nobody because they're trying to, because they are really standing on God's word. Don't be envy of nobody because he can't be like, yeah he can, because if you're putting God in the box. If you think that person can't live right, the Bible said, I'm holy. He said, be you also holy. So what that telling me? You got to live holiness.
You can do
it. I'm not
saying
you ain't going to make no mistake, but the closer you get to God, I guarantee you, Reb, anybody else can hit the one, but they've been walking with God, know you're going to make a mistake, but it ain't how you fall. It's how you get up. We focus so much on the fall, and we do the getting up. You know what I'm talking about? We focus so much on the fall, and then we do what? Getting up. Get on up. The Bible said, Jesus said, he's that great physician. I like that, boy. Can you hear me? Jesus is the great physician. He don't only just say, well, I ain't going to call Eric today. I'm going to call Brother Reverend Henry. I'm just using it because I know you're lying for real. The reason why I say that, man, because he said, I die for all. See, I'm glad he did
that.
Right. See, the Jews didn't receive him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So, but the Gentiles did. Look what we're doing right now. We got drafted in because they didn't want him. We got drafted in because they didn't want him. They hung him on the tree. Yeah, it was them. They hung him on the tree. You know what I'm talking about, River. They pierced him in the side. They even ridiculed him. Said, if you be the king, come down, save you. You save others, but can you save yourself, Reverend? What he said. He said, come down and save yourself and us too. And then one of them satyrs saw that ninth hour hit. Saw the veil, heard about the veil, split the church. And look what happened.
Yeah.
He said, this man, we got looking at right now, if you mind me if I paraphrase, that this man was a righteous man. Come on, man. Tell me, God,
sir.
Won't make things happen in your life to see it different.
Sir.
Now, I'm going to give you this here, because Peter said it. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive, help me, Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's Acts.
Yes,
everybody's favorite scripture, 2:38. Can I do it again? He says, then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized.
Repent.
That's what he said. Every one of you in the what? The name of Jesus for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy. Now, watch this now. Now, we know there's a baptism in the water. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. But that also, there's a baptism in the Holy Ghost. Because once he didn't touch your soul, man, you can. Once he touched your soul, you see, it just don't make you happy for yourself. It makes you so you can be able to be bold enough to tell somebody about his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Peter was telling them then that when you've been baptized, they said after you've been baptized, you can receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost is there.
Mm-hmm.
He want to reside in you. And a lot of us got him in it because you hear the conviction. You hear me, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, repent you therefore and be converted, that your sin might be blotted out. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When the time of fresh should come from the presence of the Lord. Can I do it again, River? Repent
you
therefore and be converted. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That your sin may be blotted out when the time of refreshing to come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3 and 19. I love that scripture, man.
He wants
to do it, Reverend. We got to do it, Reverend. We got to teach it. And we got to preach it, man. Come out your way.
That's right.
Let God change your heart. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of them, and I know I'm saying the same numbers every day. You on the right track. I'm speaking to the man. You are on the right track. You keep doing what you're doing, and you keep feeling that conviction. And soon, and very soon, Reverend, you will see the King.
And Amen. Praise the Lord.
And he's going to look at you, and he's going to remember these days that you was on this platform. I promise you he will. I really believe he will. I'm just taking a leap of faith that he will grant you your way to heaven because of your perseverance. You cannot be over here and remain the same. We teach and preach
God's word,
even though it cusses us. We teach it and preach God's word that you have to hear it from him. We're hoping you hear him. We don't want you to pass
you
back. We want you to pray for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ain't here for you to say how good we did. We here for you to get salvation. I'm going to say that
for
my brother. I'm talking with him. If you never tell us we do good, we ain't worried about that because we ain't worried about our goodness.
Right. That's right. Say it again.
We worry about pleasing the Father. I know him.
We understand
Scripture too, over there in Proverbs 27 over there, around 1 and 2, that he said, boast not on yourself. He said, let another man boast on you. You know,
so we understand that, but
we want you to give it all to Jesus. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We want you to give it all to Jesus, and we ain't doing nothing. What we doing? We echoing him. We ain't doing nothing but reading the Bible, and he's expressing his love through the teaching and preached word for you to have eternal life.
We can't give you eternal life, but he can.
I know I'm probably most different than a lot of. Can I say it like that, Reverend? Man of God, you ever heard from? Because I don't want the glory. I know my brother don't either. I want you to give it. Some men want you to lift them up. Some women want you to lift them up. We want you to lift Jesus up. And when you lift Jesus up, you encourage me, and that's good. Keep me in prayer. Keep Reverend in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Keep brothers and sisters in prayer, but don't let them people higher than God. When we start lifting them higher than God, then the Bible said, if I be lifted up on earth, I will draw all men.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say if Eric be lifted up, he will draw all men unto God. No, he said if I be lifted up, I'm not the wrong teaching. I know it is. But what you can do, pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor.
Yeah.
Pray for your mentor that they stand on God's word. Then when they teach and preach in God's word, they focusing all on Jesus and not themselves. Because that's the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry ain't about us. It's about him. You think somebody coming this to hear you? I'm going to tell you this here. I'm through, really. I'm going to tell you this here from my heart. That's why a lot of churches break up. That's why a lot of churches divided, because when the pastor died or he stepped aside, they get so hooked up to the pastor and not God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this, Reverend.
I hear you.
Who is the best man? And who is the groom? Come on, man. Help me with this. Who is
Come
the best man? If you've been around the book a little bit, I'm going to help you a little bit. If you've been around the book a little bit, Jesus said he's coming back for a bride.
Mm-hmm.
And his bride is church. And you are the temple of God. So if you're the temple of God, he want to come back for you and I. So he going to tell them teachers. He going to tell them pastors. He going to tell them ministers. He going to tell the evangelists. He going to tell them, what did you do with my wife? How do you handle my wife?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, help me, Holy Spirit, because I know I'm right about it. We're going to have to answer, because one book, I got to find that thing. One of the books, I think if I'm right, Rev, I think it's somewhere in 1 Peter 1 and 2, 1 and 4, 4 and 17, something like that. Let me get my head on it. Y'all don't mind. I got to let you know what Peter, what God said about how he think about the church. If y'all don't mind. You get it?
Let me see.
I got it. Look how God is moving in the scripture with us. See, a lot of folks think that he's not taking notes, right? A lot of folks see, when you repent, he don't remember. He throws in the sea of forgiveness. He never will bring it back to you. But when you don't repent, it's still there. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's still there. But if you repent, he will forgive you for that. Do you believe that? Look what it says now.
Yes,
this is what he said now. You can take this to anybody. I might be doing this wrong, but I got 1 Peter 4 and 17. 1 Peter 4 and 17. If you can't get with me, put in your margin. 1 Peter 4 and 17. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God, and it first begin at us.
Oh, yeah,
what
did
he say? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the book is. We had to teach it like that, and we had to preach it like that,
that's
because
right.
We are held accountable if we don't do that. This ain't no play, thing. Time is getting so short. People. Then they can live any kind of way and serve God. And I'm look what he said. Let me make sure I'm right, because you know I don't want to. You know how I am. I'll tell word up in a minute. Watch this. What he said. He said, "For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God, and the spirit begin at us. What shall then the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Look what he said. If the righteous scurrilous be saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? He said, "Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of the what? Their soul to
Him
in well-doing as unto the faithful Creator." Oh, I love that part.
Mm-hmm.
We got a part, y'all. So I want to put this in your margin, 1 Peter 4:17-19. When you get a chance, you can go back and read it again if you didn't get the chance to read it with us. But I'm going to tell you, he's here.
Man.
We believe
he's
here. I he didn't put something in my heart that I have to speak the truth. Even if I'm not trying to be popular. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to let his word be spoke right. Even if it hurts myself. You know what I'm talking about? Even if it convicts myself, I have to tell the truth. You know, Reverend.
I thank
God for his scripture. I thank him for his amazing love that he has for us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we deserve justice, but he give us what?
Mercy.
He give us mercy. So today, and I'm going to do this here. Today, Reverend, you got it. Today, you can make him talk.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have him in your heart fully, you can make him into a, but I'm going to step out on faith. The ones I be seeing on here, I guarantee you, that's a change. And God see it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God see it. And I'm going to be bold
and
say he's pleased with it, too. He's pleased with it, too.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah, I know we, we some misfits. I know they talk about us, you know, we this and does and all that kind of stuff. But mm-hmm. I guarantee you, this what you're doing right now would not go in vain. Because one thing
Thank
about
you,
it takes belief to do what we do. For y'all coming
mm-hmm.
out, even just listening to us, it takes belief to be here in the mm-hmm. world like this every day like we do. It takes belief. You could have did a lot of things. You made plans to do it every day. You make plans to come out every day to do what we do. We don't play with this thing. We don't take this secondary. We take
That's
it
right.
first because we believe what the scripture just said. Hey, Rev, this was the first sermon I preached. I ain't gonna forget it when I first came to the church. You hear me? This
mm-hmm.
was the first
mm-hmm.
church. This was the first sermon. And I named that text. You know what I named that text, Rev? I named that text, I'm so glad that God didn't give up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't hear me? I'm so glad that God didn't give up
on
me. Man in the church will give up on you in a minute. Right? They put you on a tight rope when you get there. I didn't know how they was so violent like here in the world. And see, a lot of folks don't want to hear good sound doctrine because when it don't sound good to them, it has to be homiletics for people to get in because
mm-hmm.
we're so emotional. But when someone is carefully trying to go through the scripture and try to apply the scripture and knit it with together, sometimes it'd be so plain that a baby can't err. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be so plain that a baby can't err. But I'm going to tell you this here. You can come to Jesus just like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't
mm-hmm.
stay like you are. Make a change
Man.
In your life. Jesus called, when he used this scripture, he changed them people. He changed them. They were no longer no
mm-hmm.
sinner when he got there with them. I'm not going to tell you that. I don't care what nobody said. When Jesus allowed them to go out there and teach that word, you hear Peter them say they were still living the same way that when Jesus met them. They was a changed man. They
mm-hmm.
were changed.
Mm-hmm.
And they told somebody about it. I'm talking about the disciples, the ones he chose, the ones Jesus chose. I ain't talking about what other people, disciples, they chose, because people got disciples of themselves. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm.
But it should
All
be
right.
number one person we looking out, step up to, and that is the King. You know, and I thank you for y'all for listening to me. And if it was anything was said and misunderstood, we'll carefully go back over and we got the scriptures. You know, we'll carefully go back over and let God speak. And if not, you know, we always have. We solicit your prayers. You know. We ask you to pray for the ones that are listening, pray for the ones that are trying to do it, and pray for the ones that are really, really laboring in this thing. Keep us in prayer.
Thank you, Lord.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, please.
You know, Reverend Henry is Reverend Henry. You know, to myself,
mm-hmm.
Eric is Eric. You know what I'm talking about? And we say this here, and we said it with love. You know what I'm talking about? I really believe this, Reverend. I'm going to have to give you something, Rep. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I really believe this here from my heart that God there's too many faithful people over here, man. God has blessed you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe in the hype. If God convicted you to repent, you better repent. Don't let nobody tell you you're
That's
all
it.
Right. If you you know for yourself, you know it don't take nobody to tell you you're wrong.
All right. All right.
You know?
All right. Yeah.
You better make that same right with God. Don't let
you're right.
Are you
you're
all
right?
Right?
Uh-huh.
Get that thing
uh-huh.
right with God.
mm-hmm.
If God came to you and gave you a conviction and said this was wrong, it's right. The
mm-hmm.
devil ain't gonna come to you and tell you you're wrong.
All right, you're right about it.
The devil ain't gonna come to you and tell you you're wrong, but God will. He'll send a spirit where we believe the Holy Ghost will be on within inside of you, will convict you. Say, man, I can do better, man. I keep messing up.
Mm-hmm.
You at the right spot.
Yeah.
Because you're humble enough to say that. Some people
mm-hmm.
won't confess.
Mm-hmm.
Some people
mm-hmm.
hold on to it. You know, remember that scripture, Reverend? He said, we are like dogs going back to the Gurgi pit, you know what I'm talking about, and licking it up.
Yeah.
He said, that's how we treat sin. We just go back to
mm-hmm.
it and just lick it back up.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. God
you're
wants
right.
you to live
you're
holy.
Right.
You don't have to live like that. You ain't never made no mistake. You ain't been making no. I tell you right today, I don't focus on my wrong like others do. I focus to my repentance. I focus to my strength, and our strength is from God. I'm not going to let you look at me and tell me what I am. The devil is a lie, and the truth ain't in him.
Mm-hmm.
God can change me, and you, if you got a problem, you deal with it. But I'm giving mine to God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's it. That's it.
I'm giving
that's
mine to God. You can't look at me and
that's
tell me what I am.
You
know what I'm talking about? I'm a fool to let you tell me. I think I'm talking to myself with this one. I'm a fool to let you tell me that you this and all that. You don't know where I am. God died for me. He sent his son down to die for me. All I got to do is have enough sense to say, Lord, give me some strength. Lord, help me with this. And it might be
a day.
You, Lord. It might be 2 days.
Speak
it might be years. But you
speak
keep calling on.
Speak on.
You know what's going to get you in there? Because you believe what you're telling him. It ain't good with your action, because the Bible says we don't get in by words. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get in by words. He said, reason why? Because we were boast. We did it.
That's
we ain't getting in there.
Come
we
on
did
now.
It because of blood.
Come on now.
Don't let nobody hold me to no sin. Don't let nobody have that much right on me talking about you ain't. You don't know what I am. Jesus has died for you. If you know Jesus, you ain't talking like that. Well, see, you're the devil. Let me bind you in the name of Jesus, because I believe he can change me. Yeah, I cuss a while ago. What? You don't see me? You don't hear me when I repent? Now, I'm going to tell y'all now. Let me back up a little bit. I'm speaking in another body right now. No, I haven't cussed.
Yeah.
Y'all stay with me, though. You know, I'm just speaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we hear
I lied on somebody,
you know.
You know, so
illustration.
I lied on
illustration.
I stole something.
Illustration.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I'm supposed to run with something. But I lied while I do. I stole this here. I beat four people.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? But Jesus died for it. All you got to do is repent and start this thing all over again. You think he keep on giving? He told one man, because they asked a question, how many times I can trust to forgive Reverend Brian? Eric Bryan, Reverend Henry. How many times I was supposed to forgive them? And if you sit up there, and he said seven times, if you sit up there and count that many times, somebody will make you home. You got some issues. you got more issues than forgiveness.
While you counting.
Yeah, while you up there counting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got to do something, Red. I got to step for a minute, Red. I want you to, you can, if you can, go on.
Yes, sir. Beautiful today. Beautiful. We thank God. That was a beautiful job. He covered it all. I'll just give what our Amy slash sister gave to us. Beautiful. And it goes right along, filled by fire. It's in Daniel, the third chapter. 13, 18, but here in 17, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Thank you, Lord. A lot of times we have little gods that we serve. But if it be blessing, just like this lesson, repentance. You know, when you find yourself serving something, repent. Turn back unto the Lord. It's a lot of things that we can get tangled up in serving, but make sure one of them is God. Hallelujah. And when we serve him, he can give us that strength that we need to continue on. Beautiful today. Reflect and pray. Thank you. Reflect and pray. Beautiful. Amen. Reflect and pray. Almighty God, thank you for being with me in the fire, and for accompanying me with your presence. When we have, when have you felt God's presence during a difficult trial? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. What gives you confidence to press on when challenges come? Oh, you know, we're knowing when you walk this walk that there will be fiery darts of the adversary, but God's presence overrules all that. He gives you strength when you lean, trust, and depend on him, just like the Hebrew boys that had to stand against Nebuchadnezzar, for God gave them the strength to do it. We thank God also. Oh, God bless you. Still on the road. Tears of gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. 1 Corinthians 11:26. Tears of gratitude. Sometimes tears of gratitude speak what words can fully express. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes you don't have words, but your tears of gratitude will speak that that you cannot express. Thank you, Lord. Where the whole realm of nature mind, that where a presence far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. I like that. Beautiful. Whole realm of nature mind, that where a presence far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Praise the Lord. The love Christ showed for us on the cross is greater than the words could ever express. Hey, I like that. Beautiful, beautiful today. God bless you. It also goes on, out of the ruins. Our lives, too, may seem to be in ruins, troubles of our own making, and conflict we cannot avoid may leave us devastated. But we have a Father who understands, hallelujah, gentle, patient. He clears away the rubble, repurposed it, and builds sometimes better. It takes time. Mm-hmm. But we can always trust him. Hallelujah. He specializes in rebuilding projects. Oh, I hear you on that one. Out of the ruins, God sometimes allows things to be ruined and broken up, but in that brokenness, he takes it and he rebuilds it and makes it stronger than it was before. Hallelujah. He lets us consider that we have made a mess of, and God will take it and for his glory, rebuild it, and you'll be stronger than you were before. God bless you. Hallelujah. Lord, you have reclaimed us, and you are remaking us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your love and for your care. Despite our self-centered and destructive ways, thank you for your true forgiveness and unity in you. Mm-hmm. God will one day restore all the beauty lost before. That is it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amy, you bless the hearts once again out of the ruins. And I'm so glad because of this, because of our ruins, he was wounded. Yeah, he was wounded for us. Out of the ruins, was he able, that even in this illustration, beaten beyond recognition and hung up on Calvary's cross, that out of the ruins, hey, God reveals us. Hallelujah, out of the ruins. So God bless you. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. God, thank you for this strength. Once again, giving us a message to repent. Oh, he's calling. He's calling. If you want to hit the one button for prayer, he's calling. Oh, if you want to hit the one button, just say, Lord, I want forgiveness. Well, Lord, I just want a closer walk with thee. He's calling. Lord, I want some strength. He's calling. He's calling. He's giving you an opportunity right now to reach unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For whomsoever will, let him come. Whomsoever will, he told you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You ever been heavy laden, you know? You ever had a load of seem like you just been bad? Come unto him. Amen. You know, let God give it to God and let him carry. As he carries your load, he's carrying you. Hallelujah. God bless you today. God keep you. But come unto him. We can only do much, but make sure if you ask us for prayer, trust and depend upon him. Hallelujah, because he knows the full matter, even if you can't explain it all. He knows all. Hallelujah. Just give him a little bit. Hey, you give him a little bit, and he'll take a lot.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you got a heavy lady. Hey. Hey, brother.
I'll give you rest.
Yeah, he said, take my yoke upon him.
Learn of me for his evening.
Yes, sir. Come on.
My burden of light.
Yeah.
I'm in these woods, so I'm going in and out. I'm truly enjoying what I'm here. He'll make it easier for you.
Yes, sir.
He'll take a little and make a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I said he can turn it. And he's shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I heard real saying, if you've ever been happy, if you've ever been happy before, give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Give
mm-hmm.
yourself over to God and get happy. And get happy. If you never seen happy, you think you've seen happy. Remember, I'm going in and out, so you may hear me. I'm in this backwood Michigan here. But in the name of Jesus, sister and brother, give yourself to God. I promise you, you've never been happy before. Happiness. Somebody wrote a song once. He said, I found all that I need. I found it in the Lord. I promise you, you will find all that you need in the Lord. Because, see, Reb just told you what you need to do. He said, take my what? And learn who? Of me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for my burdens, they're easy.
Mm-hmm.
I won't make it hard on you.
Yeah.
I'm good to us. I just want to peek my head in before I get back in this country and let you know I'm listening.
Praise
I'm here
Lord.
With you, brother. I'm listening to you. I'm truly enjoying what I'm hearing.
Praise the Lord. We thank God. Yeah, we thank God. Thank God. Oh, yeah. So if anybody want to have anything else to say or hit the one button or wants to share, wants to encourage, I just want God's help. We're here as a vessel to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're at this point of time where we can pray. We ask God to have his way in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God, we come right now because, oh, you've been so good to us. Our hearts is bubbling over for you, where we realize we deserve this justice because we have sinned and come short of the glory. Hallelujah. But we're so glad you looked beyond our faults and you saw what we need, Father God. You held back justice that you could give us mercy. And even in today, when you look unto us, you bid our golden moments to roll on a little while. longer. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your strength. Oh, Father, thank you for how you bless our hearts to receive and our minds to comprehend your word today. We thank you, Father. Oh, we reach out unto you, Father. No other help than we know. If you withdraw yourself from us, we will be lost, Father God. We're lost without you. We need you every day, every hour. We cry unto you, Father, but we know where our help comes. Our help coming from you. Our stability comes from you, Father, to keep us, because we cannot keep ourselves. But we need you to, oh, Father, to live right, to talk right, to love right, oh, to do right. We need you, Father. We said thank you, Father. Thank you for a mind that want to live for you, that a mind that want to please you, that a heart, oh, that wants to do what you want done, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We love you. Oh, we love you. Thank you for this word, a fresh anointing today you've given us, Father. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for how you blessed our minds to receive and understand what you had for us this day. You gave us this day our daily bread. We said thank you. We love you. Oh, thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for Sister Martha that she, oh, blessed our hearts again today and sent in those words, beautiful words that gave life. Oh, those scriptures, even it gave life and strength. We said thank you. We love you. Thank you for all those that prayed. Thank you for even blessing us that we could communicate with even good connection and good signal and without any interruptions. We thank you, Father. Oh, we want to again tell you we love you. Oh, and keep on blessing us. Keep on correcting us, Father. Keep on chastising us. Keep on keeping us right. Bless us. Let us know that we must repent over and over again that we might be strong, that we might be better for you. In the name of Jesus is our prayer. Again, we want to say thank you for your word, for your messenger, for your message that blessed our hearts this day. Did not our hearts burn within as you spoke with us, Father? By the way, thank you for blessing us to be able to call you Father. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. As we give respect, Father, bless us. Stop for a moment and listen. The moment of silence, or you may speak to some heart. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yeah.